Thousands of revelers attended this year's Burning Man Festival. The week-long event's high point comes on the Saturday before Labor Day with a torching of a 77-foot-tall stick figure of a man in the Nevada desert. Joining me to talk about her first Burning Man experience is technology writer Shani Jardin. Shani, tell me, how did the event start and what's it all about?
Well, some 17 years ago, an eccentric thinker, 55-year-old Larry Harvey of San Francisco, gathered with some of his friends on Baker Beach in San Francisco. They built a wooden effigy of a man, and they burned it in sort of an impromptu summer solstice celebration. And since then, the event has grown exponentially. This year, a record number, 30,500 people attended the event, which is now held in a remote strip of desert in Nevada, about 120 miles north of Reno.
And what kind of people show up for this?
All kinds of people. It was amazing. This was my first time, and I expected sort of the colorful, dreadlocked folks not wearing clothes and people in sort of crazy costumes, people who are sort of drifters. I expected all of that, but I also met CEOs, MDs, artists, professors, students, people from all walks of life and really from all around the world. I was amazed at the diversity. I didn't expect that.
Let me hear one of your interviews.
This woman I met on the foot of the pyramid leading up to the man, this giant effigy that would be burned the next night.
What's your name?
Oh, I'm going to have to go too far back in dimensions for that.
So there was a lot of that at Burning Man, as one might expect, but there were also people like Mark, who I met leaving the event. He's a doctor from Los Angeles.
I think it's a little bit of Mad Max in the desert, a little bit of Las Vegas with the neon, a little bit of Mardi Gras, a little bit of Carnival, and I think a little bit of Sodom and or maybe Gomorrah.
So, Jenny, what's it like to be around these people for a week in the desert?
Well, it's very uncomfortable. It's very hot out there. There are whiteout dust storms in which you can't even see your hand in front of your face. The sun is incredibly intense. But the thing that I was least prepared for was how visually overwhelming the experience would be. I arrived in the middle of the night. My friends walked me out to the platform where the man was. We stood on top of that platform and we looked around. 360 degrees around us, all you could see was this incredibly black, beautiful sky with thousands of stars. And then when you look down on the desert floor, on this lake bed floor, all you see is sort of this sea of colored lights, floating, illuminated art cars. These are decorated vehicles that are a little bit like parade floats. And there's no visual frame of reference for the outside world. It's this just fantastic dreamscape. And the most amazing thing about that is that there's no electricity out there.
Well, yeah, exactly. And in the middle of the day, it gets pretty hot, and you have to bring your own food and water. Why is it people go back?
Everyone has their own reasons for coming. I met one man who didn't want to give his name from a theme camp called Bollywood. He'd been 7 times. I asked him why he keeps coming back.
First time I came here, I said to myself, there's nothing in life that will stop me from coming back home.
Why do you call it home?
It's home.
How would you describe the culture, the way that people communicate with each other, the way that people relate with each other out here? What pulls people together? What's the glue out here?
Freedom of expression. Ability to do almost anything that you can imagine. And beyond.
Well, what one hears about this place is that this is a party where people go walk around naked in the desert. Did you see that? Does that happen a lot? Or?
There was certainly some of that. There were also people wearing clothes and fantastic, elaborate costumes. There were even fashion shows out there, Burning Man fashion shows. People work all year round to create these elaborate and decorative costumes and theme camps. It's really amazing how much effort goes into that.
Shani Jardin, a contributor to Wired News and Wired Magazine, and editor at BoingBoing.net, a technology weblog. Thanks for coming in to talk to us about Burning Man.
Thank you very much, Alex.
Day to Day is a production of NPR News and Slate.com. I'm Alex Chadwick.